concert series on July 19th. So exciting. And they're actually recording original music as we speak and hope to release sometime in the fall. So you can find them on Instagram at 39's Fine Band, and that is at TheReninesFineBand. And
go ahead.
You want me to keep going? Okay,
keep going. Yeah.
I could talk for days. my friends, also Marcus Loden and Ashton Carter, are at Trenta Black, TrentaBlack on TikTok. As independent musicians, they have played in local pubs and continue to work on writing original music while also jamming out with some amazing covers. And last but not least, my friend Jacob Eldridge is Just Jay on Instagram, and that's at JUSXJAE. His music is contemporary, it's fresh, and he's working on new music currently. And his latest single is actually called It's Okay to Cry.
So good. All right. So yes, for those people who don't have recorded music yet, if you do start to record later on, please send it to us and we'll play it on air. Okay, we're going to talk about more events that are happening around town. We have Italian Days coming up, and that's June 8th, folks. And when I think of Italian, I think of Dino Colo, and we're going to play his song, The Shore, right here on CJSF.
Same story.
That was Dino Di Nicolo from the album One Day. All right, John, you know Dino, how?
Yeah, I know Dino from years ago. I worked, when I first started radio 16 years ago, I was on a show called Melodies in Mind with Ryan Fletcher. I was his photographer, video guy for the show, and we had Dino up many, many times, and I called him the one-man band because he'd play his guitar, his bass guitar, and he'd be going, and putting all these tones and stuff into the song. So I called him the one-man band.
Awesome.
He's an incredible musician in town. We're so blessed to have him.
Yes, and we just played Italian Days, and Sandra here is Portuguese, and we're going to play a song for her. And she told me that, is it June 10th?
June 10th.
June 10th is Portuguese Days. All right, and we're going to play some Nelly Furtado right here on CJSF.
Shout out to Sandra.
That's for sure. You'll never ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great, and though my love is true, even after all these years, and it pains me so much to tell that you don't know me that way, yeah, yeah, yeah. And though my love is
I don't know, am I so-
Hui.
Shout out to Sandra.
Okay, John, we're going to play something that you like.
Oh, yeah. This is a country song by Dennis Matichuk in his band called the Matlin Starsley Band.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fortunate to have met him, and now I'm booking him at a show at the Club 240 on Friday, August 29th. So if you love country music, I invite you to come down to the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 240 on Friday, August the 29th to have a country music dance.
All right, here's Rolling Again on CJSF.
Well, that was Matlin Starsley with their song Rolling Again. And if you like country, come out to that show at the Club 240 on August 29th. Well, Michelle, I have a question for you.
Go ahead, shoot, John.
Give us some tips for mothers who are stressed out.
Ooh, you know, honestly, first, I would say this. You're not doing it wrong. It's just hard sometimes. Whether you're a mom or not, we live in a culture that glorifies productivity, perfection, and self-sacrifice. So when you're exhausted, overwhelmed, or feeling behind, it's not because you're failing. It's because you're human. And what's helped me most, especially in this conscious motherhood journey, is learning to pause before I push. Before I push through another task, another tantrum, another wave of guilt, I ask myself, what do I need in this moment? Sometimes it's a deep breath. Sometimes it's letting the laundry wait. Sometimes it's calling a friend and saying, I'm not okay right now. And sometimes it's just sitting in the quiet and remembering that I don't have to hold it all together to be worthy of love. Whether you're parenting children or just parenting your own inner child, stress is a signal. It's not a flaw. It's a message from your body and spirit asking for something softer. So if you're listening to this and feeling overwhelmed, my biggest tip is this. Give yourself permission to be gentle with yourself. That's not weakness. That's wisdom. And the more we model that, especially for our kids, the more we teach them to do the same.
Those are awesome points, Michelle. I guess the husband or the father can apply that to themselves too.
Absolutely. It's for everybody.
Fantastic. We're going to get to some more music after this.
This is Bird Note. I'm Ade Ben Salahuddin, an evolutionary biologist in training. It was about 8 a.m. when I stepped off the bus from my overnight summer job, nearly home and ready to sleep. But a sound made me realize I had one more thing to do. A young American robin, still stuck in the chain-link fence where I'd seen it 14 hours earlier. I don't normally intervene, but I'd told myself that if the bird was still there in the morning, I'd try to help. Donning gloves, I tried to gently pull the fledgling out, careful to not injure its wings. After a few attempts, the bird still wouldn't budge. As I paused to reassess, an older black lady approached from up the street. Understanding the problem, she whipped out a purple handkerchief and in 30 seconds dislodged the robin and passed it to me. The woman explained how she grew up in the rural South and had always wanted to become a veterinarian, but was dissuaded by her family before life took over. She said how happy she was to see me out there, and as the bird flew away with its mother, she remarked in awe, "God wanted us to meet this morning." I left with two things when we parted ways, a fond memory and that purple handkerchief, a torch passed from a generation of black naturalists who never got their chance. This week is Black Birders Week. To learn how to participate, follow the hashtag Black Birders Week on social media and visit birdnote.org.
No, bro.
much to me, Cry of Silence, all Asian band by Eddie Lam Halen. All right. Yes.
Eddie.
And Michelle knows him as
well.
I know
Eddie. Woo! Yeah, Eddie.
I love Eddie. He's such a nice guy. Yeah.
Okay. So where can people follow you, Michelle?
Well, thank you so much for being here with me, everyone who's listening in and tuning into the replay later. This journey into conscious motherhood has been deeply personal, and I'm so grateful to share it with others who are walking their own path of healing, parenting, and growing with intention. So if anything I shared resonated with you, I'd love to stay connected. Come find me on Instagram at It's Michelle Zhang, ItsMichelleZhang. And keep an eye out for my free mini guide and my upcoming book about conscious parenting coming later this year.
Yay.
So here's to raising emotionally resilient kids and doing it with presence, not perfection.
All right. And tell us about your last song.
Woo! For my last song, yes. My Church by Maren Morris. We're going to shift gears a little bit here. This one is a celebration. It's about finding that sacred space within the everyday. The kind that makes you feel alive and whole again. For me, motherhood, music, making my home more peaceful have become spiritual practices, and even cleaning the house sometimes. My church reminds me that we don't have to wait for the perfect moment to feel joy or connection. Sometimes it's just you singing in your car and that deep knowing that you're doing life in your own way. And that's holy. So if you've ever felt like your sanctuary is in the small, soulful moments, this one's for you. Feel free to sing along.
Thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you, Michelle and Susan.
Can I get an amen? Feels like the Holy Ghost running through.